This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School. And Andy, the fall sports are underway. Everyone is underway.
Everyone's underway. Today's the kickoff. Football started a couple days ago, and everyone's back at it today for the most part. So we're excited. I'm excited for my second year here. And, you know, the kids have been working hard all summer long, putting in the time and getting to know their new teammates. And, you know, excited for a bright future this fall.
Well, give me a little preview of non-football. It's maybe the soccers and field hockeys and so on. What can you tell me about the fall sports?
You know, we're going to be pretty strong across the board, I think. You know, we have a good mix of upperclassmen and freshmen. Field hockey's reigning NEC champ, so we expect good big things out of them. And, you know, our soccer programs, boys and girls, have been historically really strong. So, you know, we expect the same from them. You know, they're, like I said, they're working hard and they're coached really well, and nothing's changed on those two fronts. So we're excited for them.
Any new coaching news at the high school at all for the fall?
For the fall, we have a new JV2 girls soccer coach. Danielle Perrin is joining us. She's an alum, so we're glad to have her back. Brenton Lovelace is going to be an assistant football coach for us, so he's new on board. Patrick Hennessy is going to help out with the freshman football team. He's an alum here as well. And Randy McDougall is another freshman football assistant coach joining us this fall.
Well, the football team started practicing on Monday, as all the other North Shore teams did in Eastern Mass. And what are you hearing from the football team so far this year?
All good things. The guys they're excited. They're ready to go. We're talking to a couple of the players. Last year was a new staff, so a lot of newness going on last year. So I think their familiarity with the coach, his expectations, the system, it's paying dividends right now, because the guys they're hitting the ground running, whereas last year it was a lot bigger learning curve.
I know you came in here facility-wise and brand-new high school here in Danvers, you know, relatively new now, of course, but any other news around the exterior of the building with the fields and so on to be aware of?
Yeah, there's a little news with the fields. If you look out back, we don't have any fields. They're all under construction right now, and that's a good thing for us. We'll get through this year, but we're going to have a new, brand-new state-of-the-art turf facility with a brand-new track. We'll get new tennis courts. We'll have a new baseball field out back. So that's all underway right now, and we're really excited about it for our kids. So hopefully by next fall we'll be ready to go.
So I know the football team has home games at different sites, so you're going to have to do the same with the other fall sports as well then?
Most of them we've been able to accommodate in town here with little interruption. So football will be playing at Bishop Fenwick this year, which is a great opportunity for them. And then everyone else, we changed the game time. So instead of night games in the stadium, they'll be playing 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Thorpe School. But it should work out. The coaches have been really flexible, and, you know, the kids are resilient. They're going to play wherever we tell them to play, and they're going to do really well. So the cooperation has been really great, and with the town as well, kind of figuring out the best spots, the most logical places for people to practice and play. But for the most part, we've been able to accommodate everyone in town.
I got to ask you about probably one of the big team highlights last year anyways for Danvers Athletics was the basketball team last season, as they had another great year but came back with a state title.
Yeah, you know, they've been doing it for several years before I got here, so I inherited a pretty good bunch there. And, you know, we're really grateful and fortunate to have Coach Walsh and his staff. And, you know, he's built something really special here. And I don't know how many athletic departments and schools can really hang their hat on that, but we're very fortunate. You know, we hope he can keep it up, and we know we will. And no one works harder than Coach Walsh, that's for sure. And his boys, they really put in the time. And, you know, it's a great group, and they really get along well together. And, you know, we're just really thrilled for not only the athletic department, but the school community and the town community as well.
Yeah, we did a few games a few years ago, so it's just great to see that the program take off like it has. Andy, anything else about Danvers High Athletics as you're poised to start the 2015-16 school year?
No, like I said, I'm really excited. You know, year two for me is nice because, I know some faces. I know how things operate in the town. I know how the school works. You know, I've built some relationships with my colleagues across the conference. The familiarity for me is huge. So that's what I'm looking forward to most here. And, you know, the kids, they're working hard, and they're doing what we ask them to do, and they're being great ambassadors for our town. And I'm just excited to welcome the new freshmen coming in and get back at it. It's a clean slate now, and that's the beauty of sports. You know, you turn the calendar, and the next year everyone's record 0-0, and we're starting over.
Gotcha. All right, Andy, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School on MSONewsSports.com.